Well, hello everyone, and welcome to part four, the audio tutorial for the Kenwood THF-6A handheld. I'm your host, Matt Arthur, KA0PQW. And in the last part, we talked a little bit about direct entry, direct frequency entry, and programming in a frequency in the VFO and offset, PL, and programming in memory. This time we're going to talk a little bit about the B receiver and direct frequency entry and that kind of thing for the B receiver. Now basically, the B receiver, or the B band, if you want to call it the B band, the A and B band. If you're entering in a ham frequency, you do it the same way as we talked about in the last part. Now you just hit enter and then the frequency, say 146.520. But the B band, or the B receiver, is a general coverage all mode receiver. It covers from somewhere around the AM broadcast band up to about 1300 megahertz. And for most of that, I don't remember exactly what the cutoff is, but for most of it, it receives in all modes, you know, AM, FM, upper and lower sideband, and that kind of thing. Now, when you're entering in a frequency outside of 2 meters, 220, or 440, it's a little bit different. The only thing is that you need to insert a decimal point, which is the star key. So even if I want to enter in something on 6 meters, and yes, this receiver will go to 6 meters. It won't transmit there, but it'll receive there. 50*125. It's there, and now turn the squelch back up. But so you would hit 50* for the decimal point for megahertz, 125, and it'd go to 50.125. And it'll go to the last mode that you had it set at. So if you were on FM, it would go there on FM, and then you'd have to hit function 2 to select the mode. And I can't remember the order of the modes exactly, but I think it's FM, and then wide and narrow AM, and then some upper and lower sideband, and CW. Now, there is no CW filter or anything, so that CW mode's kind of, well, not the most usable, but certainly upper and lower sideband can be. Now, the B receiver, it will cover HF, but it doesn't, it doesn't work real well. With a rubber duck antenna on the handheld, you really won't receive anything on 20 meters or something like that. Now, if you do put on a something like a 2-meter telescoping 5/8 antenna or some kind of a gain antenna, you will hear on HF. I've done it, and it actually does hear pretty well. It certainly doesn't replace a decent shortwave receiver, or you know, even maybe a mediocre one, unless you use a gain antenna, it's not going to work. The problem with using gain antennas on these handhelds is the fact that the SMA connector, the antenna connector, is kind of it's kind of a weak point of all of these handhelds. Not only the F6, but some of the ASU handhelds, a lot of them, they use these SMA connectors, and they're kind of prone to break. You definitely do not want to put a heavy coax, put an adapter on the end of a heavy coax and connect it up to your F6. You're going to break the connector doing that. So if you do decide to hook up some kind of a gain antenna, say your HF antenna or something, make sure you use a very thin piece of coax at the handheld end. That's the only way you're going to get by with it. Guarantee it. So, yeah, this radio will receive AM, the AM broadcast band, and the FM broadcast band, and everything in between. So let's say I want to listen to an FM station, something like 92.1. That's probably one that we can get here. I'm in the VFO mode. Let me hit enter. 92 megahertz. That's the star key. 100. There it is. Let's cross back up. Now I've got my attenuator turned on the receiver and on the handheld here, and I'm in the basement, so probably wouldn't hear it, won't hear it real well, but we'll hear it. And sometimes kind of a handy thing to be able to listen to an FM radio station on your handheld. Now the same would go for, say, an HF frequency. We'll enter, let's say, 14250. Okay. So we're going to enter in like 14250. Had a phone call there for a second. We're in the VFO mode. We'll hit enter. 14.250. There's a slightly longer beep for the zero. And then you have to select the mode, and, you know, if you had a gain antenna, of course, you could do that even by listening to the stations and figure out what mode they're on and tune them in. Now, you can store memories of stuff, and it will also, of course, receive the television audio and all kinds of stuff like that, police and fire, weather. The A receiver will actually cover somewhat out of band, but not that far. It'll go up to the weather service. So you can receive the weather service actually on the A receiver and some of the police and fire, especially in the 150 meg range. You can receive stuff on the A receiver. And, of course, the B receiver. But the B band is your basically your general coverage band of the radio. Now, you can store frequencies, you know, that are outside the ham bands and stuff in this radio in memory. But I don't think the memories show up on the A side of the receiver. As I recall, that you'd have to be in the B band to make those memories work. Now, I guess I really don't do that. I tend not to use this radio for a lot of out-of-band stuff. Kind of very occasionally, and I just enter it in. But everybody has, you know, their own purposes and stuff for it. And so some of you might find that handy, but I guess myself, I really don't anyhow. So I think that'll do it for this part. And, of course, programming, go back here a little bit. Programming memories and stuff for the B side of the receiver is about the same as, it's exactly the same. Same process used as we talked about in the last tutorial, or the last part of the tutorial. So that's a little bit on the B band or the B receiver on the Kenwood THF-6A. Kind of useful, but kind of not such a big thing either, I guess, but it is handy. So that's 73, and we'll see you in the next part. And if you want to email me with any questions, it's my call sign, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey @ARRL.net. Well, that's 73.